Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here today with the lovely Brooke Schofield.
Woohoo!
Well, Brooke, how are you? What are you doing right now in your life? What are you doing to make moves?
Okay, good question. You know, I didn't even think about that beforehand, like coming on here, that I was going to have to talk about the moves that I'm making.
Oh, I like it because you're a little caught off guard. It's like you have to go with your gut.
Although I will say I'm doing a little better now than maybe if you asked me like 6 months ago. But I don't know. I'm just like, I think I talked to you about this the other night. Like, my whole thing right now is like trying to go out and do absolutely everything, like say no to nothing. If that makes
sense. You're being a yes man.
Yeah. So I'm trying to go out every single day to every single event that I can possibly go to, show face, and hopefully make more money. God. I'm like, literally, I just got out of a relationship, obviously, and that whole entire time I like wasn't making any moves at all.
And that's so fine.
Well, which is fine, but I was like, I just was so comfortable and I was like not really doing anything as far as work. So now I'm like, okay, I have to.
Yeah, you're in your girl boss era.
On top of it. And I'm with new management now. So now I'm like finally like feeling comfortable with the whole social media stuff, like only. And so those are the moves I'm trying to make.
Congrats. That's awesome. That's huge, getting new management.
It is. Well, I didn't have any management before.
Oh, wow.
I talked about this a little bit on Plan Bree, but like I was like solo and I had no idea what I was doing. Like,
I mean, how could you?
You don't.
It's crazy. Like, yeah.
You get all these emails, but it's like, I don't know what to say to you. And like, it was just really hard for me. So honestly, I like probably missed out on a lot of opportunities that I probably could have like benefited from a lot, but I was like, I just was going in blind, had no idea. So now that I have a team to help me, I feel like it's easier for me to get stuff done.
Yeah, I love it. So you're from Arizona, correct?
I am.
Okay, tell me a little bit about how you grew up.
I grew up with my grandparents, mm-hmm. And they were amazing. I was with my parents up until I was like 10 years old, and then I got adopted by my grandparents.
Oh, you got fully
10.
Adopted by your grandparents?
I did, but what's interesting about it, I lived with them from the time I was 10 until, you know, I went to college.
Yeah, or whatever.
Yeah, but I wasn't adopted until I was 19, and I got adopted in what's called like an adult adoption.
Whoa!
And it was so strange, but we had to like go to court and do the whole adoption process, but like as an adult.
Oh my God.
And I mean, normally I wouldn't have even gone through it, but it was for like college. I got, my grandpa was a veteran, and he was like a disabled veteran.
Oh.
So I got his benefits as so long as I was his child.
Wow.
Yeah. And so it was amazing. And I ended up being able to go to college full ride.
Well, thank you to your grandpa for his
I
service.
I know. Thank God.
And
he was amazing.
You know, yeah, that's amazing. Okay. Where'd you go to college?
U of A.
U of A.
I went to U of A. I was a nursing student. Well, no, I wasn't. I just made that up. I was
just made up a major.
I was pre-nursing, but I never did like professional admissions to the nursing program. So mm-hmm. it ended up just being like a public health situation.
Okay.
I did 3.5 years. And then I took a little hiatus that's still happening.
Still happening. Okay. Why'd you take the hiatus?
I had like, I don't know. I like a full Emma Stone moment where I was like, I have to make a PowerPoint, convince my family that I am going to be like, my life is so much bigger than what is here. I literally thought I was going to be like Jennifer Lawrence. I was like, I'm going to move to LA.
I mean,
I'm
you
gonna
have to have
act.
That confidence.
No, I just was so convinced. I was like, I have to be in movies. Like, that's what I have to do. Got here, stayed here for 3 years, didn't do one acting job at all. And then
that's
kind of
normal,
fell in.
Though.
I know, but here's the thing. It's normal. However, like, people talk about like the whole like struggling actor and stuff. It's like auditioning, auditioning, auditioning and not getting anything. I was not auditioning. Like I literally probably went to like 4 auditions total.
Yeah.
I was not trying at all. And I'm like, I don't understand why I'm not making it.
And were you working while you were?
I was.
Okay. Was this your Catch era or
yes,
before?
Yes. This was, that's actually the only job I've had since I've been here.
Okay.
Was Catch. I worked there for 3 years almost.
Catch LA. Like the, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, what a crazy story. Well, I want to go back. What was it like growing up with your grandparents?
It was amazing. They were like, they're just the sweetest, most like angelic people ever. My grandma and grandpa have been together since they were 13 years old.
Stop.
Literally, like they were neighbors, like grew up together. And then, you know, he joined the army. They got married at 19 and they've been together since.
Oh my gosh.
And so it was like, they're just the sweetest, like perfect couple. My grandma ended up getting like really bad dementia when I was like maybe 15, 16.
Okay.
And it's just like kind of progressively gotten worse, but it's like, it's sad and it's horrible. Obviously, like anyone who goes through that, like that's horrible.
It's like so hard. Anything so hard.
To me, it can be like worse, honestly, than like losing a family member. Cause it's like, they're there, but they're not there.
Yeah.
But it's like still kind of. Not cute, but like my grandpa is so, he just like takes care of her. He's the sweetest husband ever. And he's like, she would do it for me. You know, he paints her nails. He puts her hair up every day. Like he is the sweetest, like
he's just yassifying
her. Most patient. He is. He's just so patient. And like, you know, like he's like, obviously I didn't think this is how my life would end up,
wow.
But it's really cute. So that's been like it was very like refreshing and a stark contrast to what I was used to, which was my parents who were certainly not a healthy couple or the healthy people.
Okay. Amazing. And you, I think that's so amazing about your grandparents, how they like met at 13. And
it
they're
is.
Still
I can't
together.
Imagine. Can you imagine? Like, do you have
no.
anyone that you knew? I don't even know anyone that
well,
I knew
was
when
just,
I was 13.
I was, I do know people I knew I was at 13. Like one of my best friends still I knew forever. But like, I can't think of anyone in my life that is dating someone that they met when they were 13. And I hear that in parents. They're like, oh, we met when we were 15 and then we got married and we're still married, right? I hear that sometimes with my friends' parents or like every once in a while. But I do not think our generation that will happen.
I don't think it's I think it's so different now because I feel like, I don't know, back then it was like they didn't have access to social media and stuff. So it's like, I don't think they really even knew how many people were out there. And like, maybe yes. that's a good thing because it's like they were able to like keep these healthy relationships. Whereas now there's just so many outside mm-hmm. like contributing factors. But like, I would die if I had to choose from like only the people I knew.
I know.
As a teenager, I'd rather just not be married.
Yeah. Well, the thing is I feel like I noticed that myself with, let me know if you agree, with dating apps, I'll keep like swiping just to see if there's someone better.
Yeah, but I just made a TikTok about this the other day. Do you fear, like, I've been in love a couple times. And both of those people, I know for a fact I would say no to on a dating app. So, like,
yes,
I'm like, yes, what if, like, and I loved those people both so much. Like, and I couldn't imagine, like, having not been with them. But, like, I would have never chosen them if I were just, like, swiping through Hinge, uh-huh. like, ever.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm worried constantly, like, what if that was my husband and I just thought he was ugly? Like,
I'm also like, does my Hinge, like, I've had people look at my Hinge and they're like, oh, yeah, those are good photos. But I'm like, that doesn't even fully like portray me.
Yeah, well, like, it can't, and it's like you can't doing it yourself too. It's like you might think one thing about a photo or like an answer that you give, and other people might be like, "What?" Like,
yeah.
Also, especially with what we do.
Oh my god,
I get nervous because, like, if I, for example, were to swipe on somebody and he was a social media personality, I'd be like, "Ew."
Yeah, same.
And like that's literally what we do. Like how. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine what they think when they see us, but I'm like, no, but seriously, like, it's not even me.
Yeah, that's literally like not even my job. It's crazy.
I don't know. Do you have success on dating apps?
I feel like I'll match and then I'll dabble. Like, it'll be like a few. They'll say one thing and then I'll say another thing and then they'll say one thing and then I'll say something and then nothing happens.
It's just like, have you ever met up with somebody from a dating app?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I've done several times. I've done a couple. I've done only one good experience I've ever had, and then he ghosted me. So I'm like, and he was really the one that got away too. I'm like watching him be so successful. I'm like,
this
is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
See, I feel like all my dating app dates, well, that's a lie. I haven't been on several. I've been on a handful. Okay. And I feel like every time I'm just like, meh. Or actually, there's a few that I was like, oh my god, we talked after and like maybe planned a second date, or I thought they were hot. But there was like, most of the time I usually go and then I'm like, I should have just stayed home and watched Housewives.
Yeah, I agree with that. But free dinner, at least.
Yeah, I guess. But I'm like, I could have bought myself free dinner, like at home in bed.
I just don't like a first time conversation usually, and like to have to do it over and over and over again. I'm like, geez, mm-hmm. I'd almost rather like, and I do prefer always to like take a relationship from what was a friendship already, like,
yes,
someone who I already know and I'm kind of like comfortable being around, and then I'll go on a date and it's like whatever.
Yeah,
but like, so for the first time, like, what do you do? I'm like, again, I'm like, oh god, like,
it's,
you don't want to know.
Awkward. I want to like get better at it though, because I feel like I need to try harder on dating apps, and I need to like have it a part of my routine, like going on a date once a week. It's just like part of my
that
routine.
Was
like
my,
going to the gym.
That's my New Year's resolution.
It is
not once a week, but I think once every 2 weeks is realistic.
Yeah, that's super
realistic. And especially
realistic.
Like, I want to make it, God, this is going to scare people, but like, I would love to make it like a segment on a podcast. Like, this is what the date was this
yes.
week. This is how it went.
Like, that's exactly, I want to like vlog getting ready.
Yeah, because I'm trying to put myself out there again. Because no, people are successful on dating apps. So many
people
are
not
getting married.
For Hinge. Yeah.
Yes. And so I'm like, I want to be like that.
I know.
And everyone's on them now. It's not like a weird thing. It's not eHarmony.
I know.
No offense.
Maybe we can plan a day that we both go on a date. So then we're just like doing it at the same time
absolutely.
Together.
Absolutely. And I'll feel better about it. Yes. I always have to have someone doing something with me, like working out or anything, to make me feel like I should be doing that.
Exactly. It'll hold us accountable. Back to the grandparents. I feel like that is so rare and special. And that's so sweet of your grandpa.
It is. And I feel like it's good for me too, because I feel like a lot of people don't have like positive relationships to look up to. So that's been like mm-hmm. really cool for me.
How often do you see your grandparents now?
Not often. As horrible as it is, it's like kind of sad for me to go home. So it's like I try not to as much, because mm-hmm. it's like I'd rather just like remember what it was like when I left. But I just saw them for Christmas and it was great.
That's sweet.
But not as often as I should. I call, but
oh, that's sweet.
I don't go down there as much, and they moved since I've graduated and, you know, gone off and done my own thing. So I go home and it's not like my home.
Yeah.
So it doesn't like, it just doesn't feel right going home. Mm-hmm.
And they have their own little life and you have your own little life.
They do, and they just have their little routine, and it's cute.
Adorable. Okay, so you are a podcaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of, not recently.
But you're hopefully going to come out with a podcast soon.
Yes. So
how are you allowed to talk about this? Like, give us the 411.
Tell me about podcasting. Yeah, so Tana and I have talked about how Canceled is coming back. We said in January. It is mid-January now, and it is not back. So maybe I should stop giving dates. But it will be back as soon as we can have it back. And then I've also been talking – well, we've signed a contract, Becca and I. Becca Moore, she's a TikToker.
Love her.
Yeah, love her. Mm-hmm. She and I are doing one together as well. So I'm going to go from zero podcasts to two podcasts,
which
probably
so
around the same time. So I'm really excited about that. I think they'll be different enough, though, because they're very different personalities.
Uh-huh. How are they different?
I don't know. Becca's very like dry, very like satirical, like humor. She's so funny. And Tana's so funny, too. But Tana's like outwardly really like out of pocket, very crude and... She's funny in a different way than Becca is, and I feel like our topics would be very different. Tana and I are like talk a lot about our like personal lives and like things that Becca and I don't think would talk about since we're not as like Becca and I weren't friends before. We literally I reached out to her before I had ever met her in person, and I was like, "You're so funny." And at that time, I was like wanting to do a Barstool podcast, so I was like, "I need a co-host." But then we retired that idea, and we were like,
"It's okay. Everyone happens for a reason."
I think so too.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
I feel like you got into this podcasting/influencer, we'll say the word, world relatively not too long ago.
Not right? at all. Okay. It was like at the start of the canceled podcast, really. I wasn't really doing social media before
Okay,
that.
Can you explain to me like that process? Because you were working at Catch. How'd you start from working at Catch to like being on this like hit podcast?
Well, I'd been friends with Tana for a really long time, but just kind of like, I mean, I wasn't on social media, so like people didn't really like know me at all. And I was posting TikToks like just to be funny, but I wasn't like taking it seriously or making money from mm-hmm. it at all. And I didn't make money from it even until long after the canceled podcast was already out. So when I got fired from Catch,
Wait, why did you get fired from Catch?
It's a long story. I'm like, wait, I'll tell you. But basically when I did get fired from Catch, I was at Tana's house. And so I loved that job. I literally like lived and breathed that job. I worked there 6 days.
Were you a waitress?
I was the maitre d', so like essentially a hostess.
Okay, hostess.
But
Catch would have like their fancy.
Well, the maitre d' is like in charge of the hostesses.
Oh,
and they, like,
okay.
Yeah. So, but it's like I was.
So
a hostess.
You were the head honcho.
I was a hostess.
Okay.
But I loved it, and I worked there 6 days a week, and I took it so seriously, and it was my favorite job ever. I loved it. So when I got fired, I was like, it was like traumatic.
Did you see so many celebs going there all the time?
So it was a fun job. Like, you would go in, you would have no idea if, like, Justin Bieber was going to come in. It was just, like, a really cool...
Who were, like, the most regular people at Catch? I need to know.
Jamie Foxx is, like, would come in, like, literally every night.
That makes sense.
We had a lot of, like, David Spade, who I think is the funniest guy ever. I don't know. Just, like, Justin Bieber would come. Not often, actually, but...
I feel like it's now such, like, an influencer hotspot. Do you feel like a lot of A-listers still go there?
Kind of. I feel like that will never die, but we now have, like, they have Catch Steak and stuff now that's, like, kind of taking over. And I feel like there's new places that are, like, the new Catch.
The Catch menu is...
It's so good. I still love it. But
so good.
But yeah, so I got fired from there. It was really traumatic. And so when I got fired, I was at Tana's, and I, like, uh-huh. I don't think I left for, like, 6 weeks straight. I was, like, so depressed, and I was like, what do I do?
No.
And that's when I kind of, like, became really close with everyone, because prior to that, I'd been working 6 days a week. I'd been friends with them, but I wasn't. I wasn't over there all the time. So then I got really close with everybody, and that's kind of how I started, like, getting into it. But then it wasn't until probably, like, a year later that we started canceled. And I didn't know... Tana didn't have any idea who she was going to have as her co-hosts, but the day of the first episode, she called me and she's like, hey, can you get ready really quick?
Wait, no way.
Yeah.
So she was going to do this podcast, and then she was like, the day of she was recording?
Yeah, the day that she was going to record,
but
she called. Yeah, and so, and I had no idea even then that I was going to be a co-host. I thought I was going to be on the first episode. And so I did the first episode, and then we went to dinner after that, and she was like, I'm so happy you guys are my co-hosts.
Wait, what?
Yeah, and me and Hunter were like, wait, what? Like, wait, are we? Like, really? And she never told us. And so then after that, I was just,
this is so LA. I feel like when you live here, shit just happens.
It does. And
you're in the right place, right time.
I'm so happy that it happened that way, too, because I would have been so nervous. Like, had she asked me to do it, mm-hmm. I probably would have found some reason, like, why I shouldn't.
Mm.
Just because I would have been, like, that's so scary.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know. For the first, like, few episodes, too, everyone was cooking me. They were like, get that girl off of there.
Oh,
like,
really?
Oh, yeah. And so I'm glad she kind of, like, blindsided me with it, because I probably wouldn't have done it otherwise, but it's the greatest thing I ever did. Because then it was after that that I started being able to do social media mm-hmm. and actually, like, make money from it, because I don't know. I kind of made a joke to you the other night about how it's, like I'm not a nepotism kid, but she, like...
Yeah.
Like, Tana kind of, like, put me on, and I don't think that I ever would have been able to do it if she didn't, so...
Well, that's so awesome. I feel like your relationship with her... One thing that I admire about her from afar is it seems like she really takes care of the people she's around.
She does. She's the best at that.
And is a good friend.
She's not like handing things to anybody. Like, obviously, you don't just get followers or mm-hmm. money or whatever from being her friend. But she's like, she'll give everyone every opportunity, like, to make money or do something. Or
which
like,
is
gain.
So kind.
It is. It really is.
And she doesn't have to do that. And most people don't, actually.
A lot of people don't. Yeah. And a lot of people are, like, competitive kind of with the people around her. She's not that way at all.
Wow.
She's like, you should be doing this, and, like, you should do this or make this video, and, like, it'll do so well. Like, she's very, very good about that
stuff. I love that. Do you – obviously, you've been, like, working alongside with her and just been her friend for such a long time. What do you feel like you've learned from her, other than, obviously, helping others, putting people on?
She's just so good. I don't know if I've learned it from her, because I don't think that I can, like, copy it in any way, but she's so good at like being viral. Like she knows exactly what to do, what to say, like how to word things to like make it as like controversial kind of as possible. And that's how she like, you know, stays in the game. And like if she sees an opportunity, someone's blowing up or someone's doing something, she will like fly to another state to like make a video with that person. She's just very like on it, and she knows how to stay relevant. Whereas I'm like scared of like, I'm like just trying not to get like canceled or anything.
I feel like that's so interesting to me from my perspective about you, because I feel like you're so good at being an open book.
I'm very, like, I don't have anything that I'm afraid to talk about, like,
regarding myself.
Same. But I get really afraid, which Tana definitely doesn't, talking about, like, celebrities or, like, people. Because
super fair.
That just scares me. Yeah. I'm afraid of, like,
I get afraid
upsetting
I'm gonna, like,
people.
Yeah, or I'm afraid I'm going to say what I think, and then I'm going to meet them, and then it's going to be awkward, and then they're
terrifying.
Different than what I thought.
I wondered that about her. Like, is she not afraid to go outside? Like, we were at People's Choice.
Yes,
recently.
You guys are.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we ran into Khloe Kardashian, and Tana has run her mouth about Khloe Kardashian.
Really?
And I'm like, I'm sitting there like, are you scared? Like, I would be terrified.
Was she scared or was she,
no,
she doesn't mind?
I think she just doesn't, like, she has like the world's greatest gift, okay? And it's that she doesn't have anxiety.
Wow.
At all. Like, nothing makes her anxious. Nothing makes her, like, she doesn't wake up the next day after like being blacked out and like think like, oh my god, what did I do, ever.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what a privilege. So I think she can say anything, do anything, and she's just like, oh well.
Wow. I mean, it makes sense why she's so
You don't
successful.
Get to her level of success without having something like that, like,
yeah,
the Logan Pauls, the Jake Pauls of the world, like, they kind of have to have,
I mean,
that.
Good for her.
Yeah,
that's amazing. I feel like the confidence she has when talking specifically about other celebrities, that's when I get a little nervous.
Yeah,
especially
I do
if
too.
It's not positive.
And I'm scared, like, I get scared like commenting on anything. I made a TikTok about Addison Rae's like boyfriend this morning, and I was like, Addison, like, what if she sees it? Like, this is embarrassing. But,
well,
like,
and the most people most likely will see it. They will.
Yeah, they will. And she follows me too, so I was like, I don't know why I did that, but it does, like, I try to make like nice videos about people sometimes.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, maybe they'll like me.
They'll love it. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so you just got out of a crazy relationship.
I did.
What was that like? What did you learn from that?
I learned that I'm probably not mentally stable enough to be in a relationship.
Okay.
Honest to God, I think that's like my big takeaway from it. Because it wasn't a horrible relationship at all. In fact, it was like, I loved it. It was the greatest. But I was like I kind of talked about this at the beginning. I stopped working like altogether. It was kind of like we got into this relationship immediately after Canceled ended. And so I didn't even really have time to be upset about that, because that was like, at that time I had a lot of momentum. I felt like I was doing a lot of things, getting a lot of like brand deals and whatever it was because of
Canceled.
You're
having momentum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so when it ended, it just all kind of abruptly stopped. And like that would have probably really upset me had I not immediately gotten into this relationship.
Okay.
So that was a good distraction, and I immediately just kind of like adopted his life and like, what was he doing, and like, how can we make him more successful? And like, that was kind of my whole angle. And it was a good distraction, and it kept me like completely distracted from the whole Canceled situation. But then when it ends, you're like, oh my God, like, what did I do for the last 6 months? Like, I barely worked. I didn't like progress my career at all. And it was like, I added to the like sadness of the breakup, because I was like, well, shit, now I have nothing to fall back on. I didn't even work.
Yeah. So, well, I feel like that's a great lesson for girls about dating, because a lot of people think a successful relationship is like, oh, we're obsessed with each other and like we're doing all these cool things. But like, you still need to be successful, whether that's making money or going to the gym or whatever it is, in your own way. Like, you need to have your own life.
Yeah. And
be
I did
successful
not
as an individual
know that.
For a partnership to really work. So then you can build on top of each other.
Right. But this was my
first. That's so common.
Yeah, my first first real relationship. So I like, I really didn't know what was normal and what wasn't. Mm-hmm. So
and
I thought
you're in love. You're like,
yeah,
oh,
and
my God.
I was I was just so obsessed with like him and everything he was doing.
It's
and
fun. It's
and excited
exciting.
For him and his successes and stuff, that I like was, it didn't matter. I was like, whatever, like, perfect, we'll go do what he does. But I admire couples. Like, I have certain couples that I look at now that I'm like, God, like, that's amazing that, like, they're both so successful in their individual things. And, like, I won't make that mistake again. That's what I learned from it, is mm-hmm. that I can't adopt somebody else's life, because mm-hmm. what are you going to have when they leave you?
Yeah, nothing. Exactly.
Nothing.
My mom always said, and my mom's friends, that even when you get married, to always have an additional separate bank account that's your own. You just never know which shit's going to hit the fan.
Terrifying. Like, I know better now, but so many people I see kind of in the same situations, and I'm like, God, like, that's, are you not scared? Mm-hmm.
And you just never think it'll happen to you, or mm-hmm. you'll be in that situation, but it's always good to have that separate, first of all, separate interests, separate things, separate lives and separate hobbies, but also a separate bank account.
Absolutely.
Because you just never know.
You really don't.
Exactly. So now you guys broke up. When did you break up?
We broke up in October.
Okay. And now you're in your saying yes to everything. Why are you saying yes to everything?
Because I said no to everything for so long. I felt like, wasn't like a result. He had nothing to do with it. It was like, I was so obsessed with him and hit like, I only wanted to be with him, that I never wanted to be around my friends. I never wanted to go to events. I never wanted to, like, go on vacation or go anywhere that he wasn't. And that was my fault. But, like, now that it's over, I'm like, God, I could have been doing all these amazing things, mm-hmm. and I probably could have been a lot further along than I am. And that upset me a lot. So now my thing is, like, don't say no to anything.
Okay, so going to everything. And what do you feel like your strategy is when you're going out? Are you just like trying to have fun or mingle or make connections?
Just meet people. Like, I have like really good friends and stuff, but I haven't made new friends, I felt like, in so long. I'm constantly around the same people and doing the mm-hmm. same things. So I've been trying to go, like, even if I go alone, just to like be around people and see people and like
get out of your bubble.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do that too.
Really, like, I am. And I've been so far successful. I feel like I'm meeting a lot of really, like, great people and good, like, people. A lot of people who aren't in the influencer space, too, which makes me excited, because I'm like, I don't have a lot of friends like that.
And
that
well-rounded.
Is, like, very valuable, honestly. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's the goal.
There's so many people, I feel like, I look at you and I'm like, you're so good at making friends.
I try. I love, but I'm not good at following through.
Like, oh, really? What do you mean?
I don't have, like,
like, making a plan after you meet?
Yeah. Like, I don't have really, like, social anxiety or anything like that. But, like, I am so comfortable with the friends that I have that it's, like, if the choice is between going to dinner with, like, my best friend and going to dinner with someone new, I probably will choose my best friend. But I'm trying to be better about that, because it's, like, what if that's another best friend?
Do you have, like, a approach? Because from my perspective, you just seem like a social butterfly.
No.
So do you, when you're meeting new people, let's say you see someone from afar, like, you've watched their shit, or you have friends of friends and you want to meet them, what is going through your brain when you're like, want to go up and introduce yourself?
I don't know.
I feel like a lot of people struggle with social anxiety. A lot of viewers are like, you're scared to network or whatever, or meet new people, and you seem like such a natural.
I don't feel like I'm a natural, but honestly, I feel like
any tips
in that situation, usually I would, like, if we do have a mutual friend, I'd be like, oh my God, I love this person, like, introduce me. Or I will literally tell the person that I, like, I'll be like, oh my God, I love your videos. Like,
yes, I love saying that too.
I'm definitely not afraid to say that. I feel like a lot of people are, for some reason. I'll be like, I'm your biggest fan.
It's much more comforting, I would say, from both perspectives. Like, the person that's being told, I would rather someone say that they watch my stuff instead of act like they don't, because that's weird.
Me too. And I have so many friends who do that. Like, I have a good friend of mine who will go up to people that I know she knows, and she'll be like, hi, what's your name? And I'm like, I'm like, girl, like, be so real. Like, I,
like, it's scary, but it's just better to be like, by the way, I love your stuff.
Because they're gonna figure out along the way. Like, I know.
You can tell.
I know when somebody comes up to me and they're pretending not to, and then they'll say something where I'm like, you watch the podcast, or, like,
yeah,
something like that. And I know. And I would so much rather you tell me, because I feel more comfortable around you immediately if I feel like you know.
And it's fair, because I get that it's awkward.
Me too, but it's not embarrassing. Like, I do not think that's
embarrassing. Yeah, we need to normalize being a fangirl.
I had a friend one time, I'm not kidding, we were at this, like, random, like, bar opening, and she goes up to Shawn Mendes, and she's like, what's your name? I'm like, bitch. Like, what do you mean, what's his name?
Get out.
Like, just say hi. Like,
he's like, I'm Shawn Mendes.
Like, don't make him say it. Like,
also, what do you say after someone says, hi, I'm Shawn Mendes? Like, what do you say?
Are you like, what are you going to be like? Oh my God, never heard of him. Like, it's just not as embarrassing as you think it is. Like, tell someone you're a fan. Like, who cares?
Okay, so that's kind of your strategy. Is if you've seen their shit, you're like, hi, oh
my God. Yeah, for sure.
I'm like, such a fan.
Alex Earl the other night, I'm like, hey, girl, like, check out my light in my bag. Like,
yeah, slay. Like, love
bought
you.
This from you.
Got it. Okay, what if they're not a social media person and, like, someone that's watching, like, has normal people around them? They want to go up to them. They can't say, oh, I'm such a fan.
I feel like just same thing. Well, I'll just, like, compliment someone. Like, oh, my God, love your top. Or, like, I don't know. Honestly, I'm usually, like, drunk in these situations.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like it just comes naturally to me because my drunk personality is a major socialite. My normal one, maybe not
a
so
major
much.
Major socialite. I will say, that is a good tip, is just complimenting anything they're wearing.
Yeah.
Or, like, even more so than, like, the obvious, like, an earring or, like, something.
Yeah, something that maybe nobody
unique.
Wouldn't, like, yeah, you're not going to compliment someone's white t-shirt.
Like, oh, my God,
but,
that
like,
ring's so cool. Or, like, yeah, exactly, your white t-shirt. My God, love that white t-shirt. Totally. Something a little that stands out.
What's yours? What's your strategy?
Well, I feel like I don't use the having my friends introduce me enough. Like, I feel like I need to get more comfortable with asking my friends to be like, hey, can you introduce me to this person?
Yeah.
Like,
well, sometimes it feels like embarrassing.
Weird.
Because then there's an additional person, like an outside source or outside party that's also watching the interaction and making you feel more uncomfortable.
I feel like I've also had some bad experiences where I've asked that and then the person wasn't good at, like, making it.
Oh, no.
Like, sly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, very, like, this is your fangirl. Like, and I'm like, oh, like, I'm getting the ick. Like, I need someone that has a little, they know the dance.
Yeah, they're
Does
a little
that
bit
make
more
sense?
Like natural
like a
about
little,
it.
Has a little bit of swag.
I would be horrible at that. I will say I'm self-aware enough to
really?
Know that I would not be a good mediator in that
That's
situation.
That's so funny. I feel like you would be good at it. I feel like I knock on wood, but I feel like I'm pretty good at introducing others. But when I don't, I do admit that I'm a fan most of the time. Especially if I am one, I'm like, oh my God, or you know, I've seen blah, 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 or I just saw this or whatever. I definitely think a compliment on anything could be good. Or sometimes I'll be like, hey, this is so random. I think we have a mutual friend.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And kind of use that strategy. I'll be like, this is so random and weird, but blah, blah, blah. So then it's like, when it's not that weird, it seems like way less weird. You know, once you have like, I think expectations like ruin everything. So when you make the expectation like, this is going to be so weird, and then it's just like actually not, then they're like, oh, this girl's so normal.
Yeah,
like,
perfect.
If that makes any sense.
Kind of. I don't know. I feel like nobody's thinking about, like, I never think about what somebody said when they came up to me. I just am like, okay, well, they came up to me and now I know them.
Yeah, I know. I just went to that Summer Fridays event and I'm doing Dry January, so I was sober.
Oh.
And I was like, I could tell that I was a little more just like in my head with things than I typically am. And I'm not that type of person. Like, I am a social butterfly, but I was like, damn, like, I do kind of rely a little bit on some liquid courage, which I want to get better at.
I
just
know.
Sober
I hate to admit that, but it's just true.
Yeah. I think it's also like when you're in that everyone's a little tipsy environment, it's like they're giving you the same energy you're giving.
But what you can fall back on is that even if you're doing Dry January, odds are the person that you're talking to isn't. So maybe like it
true.
Takes the edge off whether it's from your end or not. Like
that's true.
They're not thinking nearly as hard about
it
as you are. So what you thought might have been a really awkward situation. Alexis said the same thing to me. She's like, oh my God, I just had the most awkward encounter. And I'm like, trust me, it
like,
was not
it wasn't
awkward.
That deep.
It wasn't
okay.
that awkward.
Did you notice, by the way, that Summer Fridays had like a whole mocktail list?
I didn't.
For Dry January.
Wow, that's brilliant.
Isn't that hilarious?
I should have done that. Am I too late?
Well, there is Damp January.
What the fuck is Damp January?
So instead of like you totally being dry, it's like, oh, I'm not drinking on the weekdays, but I'll drink on the weekends.
That's
which
like
is
California
what I
sober, whatever. It's like, why don't we just I saw a TikTok where someone was like, why don't we just call it drinking? Like, like what do you mean? Why does it have to be Damp January?
Yeah.
Like,
true. I will say I just saw a tweet. And have you ever heard of the workout 75 day hard?
Yeah. Yes.
Which is absolutely bananas. Like, it's crazy. Anyway, I saw a tweet and someone's doing, they like made a list for their definition of 75 days soft. And it's literally like the dumbed down version of, it's still like genuinely like a good, like healthy, hard work or lifestyle. Like the thing was like work out for an hour once a day instead of twice a day. And it was like only drink on the weekends and only drink Bud Light or Miller Light. Like it was, or like vodka sodas. Like it was very just like, okay, choose the healthier option.
It's a more reasonable,
things. Yeah.
Because
like,
75 hard, or is it whatever?
75 days hard.
75
or whatever.
Hard, whatever it is.
Is
not a sustainable, like, I
no,
don't,
that's not a lifestyle.
That's the thing with anything that's like that. I'm like, okay, well, so you're gonna gain the weight back, except now you just lost 75 happy days of your life. Like, you poor thing.
It's definitely like one of those cool, because I do love a challenge, but it is extreme.
Yeah, but I'm so not one of those people. Like, I, you know, I don't need to prove anything to myself.
Yeah.
I'm not like the do the Iron
Respect.
Man so that you know you could do it. Like, first of all, I know I couldn't do it. And honestly, I could sleep perfectly fine at night knowing that I haven't.
Yeah. You know what? And I love that.
Yeah.
I feel like I used to be one of those people that I was like, I need to prove this to myself and other people, because I grew up kind of in the sports, like,
yeah,
family. I have like a brother, and like my dad's really into it too. So I like was like, oh, okay. But now I'm like, I don't, there's not a hot guy here I need to impress. I don't need to go and die in the ocean right now.
So true. I am trying, like, I would love to get more. A little more active, though. I will say I'm not in any condition that I want to be in right now. I tried to do, like, first of all, I noticed the other day that my butt is like actually like it's like it just goes thigh to shoulder blade, like it's just gone, and I don't know where she went, but like I'm like, you know what, maybe I should go to like Pilates or something.
I want to start Pilates too.
I would love to do it. We should go. People are doing, and I like the one on the little Forma machine. I'm making it sound like it's fun. It looks like it's fun. It doesn't. I don't think it is. But
it's hard. But it's like, I want to be a little Pilates girly and like take my mirror pics and like look cute.
Yeah. And this is exactly the time we should start if we're trying to like, if we're thinking like March, April, when everything like really matters, you start putting on a bikini again. I'm like, we should start right now.
No, I literally, the Coachella lineup just came out and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening.
What are your thoughts on it?
I know this is controversial. I'm not like that obsessed with it.
Oh, that's not controversial. People hate it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like people are like, this is the best lineup.
At least in my circle. But you know what? It's probably maybe people with taste like it, and my friends
top 40.
Just.
Yeah.
What I will say about it is that I usually prefer a Coachella lineup that I don't like that much. And that sounds so stupid, because it's like, why would you spend all the money to go to a festival where you don't care to see people?
Uh-huh.
But it takes the pressure off. Like,
okay,
you're not constantly like, okay, we have to be this place at this time, this place at this time. Like, it's just like, okay, now we're just enjoying the festival. Maybe I'll see this person. Maybe I'll see this person.
Yeah. I will say the best part about Coachella is the festival. Like,
yeah,
the music is fabulous. And I love seeing, like, that's one of my favorite places to watch anyone perform. But the overall like vibe and energy and seeing all of my friends and like being in the desert, and I sound like so foo-foo right now, and I get it.
Who cares?
But you know what? It's such a blast.
It is.
It's fun.
It is a lot of fun. And
it's
like,
a lot, but it's fun.
It is. I do like sometimes, at least last year, I left there being like, that felt like a Los Angeles like party. Like I just felt like I just
True.
Saw all people that I already see constantly. I'm like, why did I even come to Palm Springs?
It's like Instagram's asshole.
I know, but
That's
I think
what it is.
I think maybe that was just like what I chose to do at Coachella, and that was probably my fault.
Last year I brought my brother and then our family friend, and it was really fun, like going. Like living vicariously through them, because they were like, whoa, that's so and so standing right there. Like,
that is my favorite thing in the world to do, is like experience something from somebody else's perspective. Somebody just told me that there's like an actual word for it, but like the feel, it's like this feeling you get like watching a movie with somebody that you've already seen.
Yeah, I wonder what that word is.
Someone said sonder, but I don't think that's what the actual definition of sonder, but like the feeling you get when like you might not want to watch a movie
again. You're living
again,
vicariously.
But
yeah.
you want to show it to someone else so that you can go like this and watch them.
It's like
watch
when
the
I send
movie.
My friend a TikTok, I'm like, watch it.
Yes, and
you.
It's so exciting. Yeah. I feel like that's why people want to have kids. I feel like that's like what being a parent is like.
Whoa, true.
Because just the whole time now you're like re-experiencing the world, but now you're like as them. But maybe that's bad. Maybe that's how you end up like a way too involved parent.
Well, you know what I've been thinking about lately is I used to be like so oh, I cannot picture myself having kids anytime soon, right? Oh, okay. No, I can picture myself having kids, but not anytime soon, right? Yeah. Lately, I've been like, do I want kids, like, relatively soon? Not, like, in the – I'm just saying, like, in the next, like, 5 to 10 years, I'm like, that's not a
– How old are you?
I'm 25.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, that's not that crazy of it a isn't. Thing to think about. And I was, like, thinking about how awesome it would be to have mini me's and the person I love and just, like, them thinking I'm the coolest person ever.
Yeah.
And just hang out with them.
It would be really fun.
Like, think but about how
– I think in our current, like, lifestyle right now, it might not – it might just put a pause on things.
Oh, 100%.
But I wouldn't be, like, so upset if I had a baby right now. I was thinking about it. I'm like, no one would even be mad at me if I had a baby. Like, I'm 26 years old. I can have a baby right now.
Okay, so you're 26. When's your birthday?
November 26th.
November 26th. Okay, I'm June 25th.
Oh, my God. We're, like, almost the same day.
I know. Almost the same day. So why don't you like the Coachella lineup?
Because I don't know anyone on it.
Okay.
Like, literally nobody. Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean's sick. I will say Bad Bunny. Like,
oh, wait. Suicide Boys are going, which is, like, so random, but I love them so
hell
much.
Hell yes.
Who else is on there?
A bunch of, like, I feel like random people. Normally, I feel like besides the headliners, there's, like, so many good people, too. And I felt like they were, like, okay. But, like, I don't know. Last year, there was, like, Big Sean and, like, so many other, like, good people. And
I feel like
Doja, like, she
oh
was.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she was, like, to me, the best set of Coachella last year.
She was amazing.
Like, by far.
Megan Thee Stallion, like, all those people. And this year, I'm like, whatever. I don't know. Maybe I'm being.
I think it's probably just different music personalities than us. Because, like, that's, like, I'm sure a lot of people were like, oh, my God, finally a Coachella lineup.
But I do,
like,
listen to some Blackpink. I do listen to some Bad Bunny.
I am so excited to see Blackpink.
I'm
just
so
because
excited
they're
to
such,
see
like,
them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I watch Blackpink videos all day just because they're, like, so fascinating.
Well, they're
to
such,
me.
Like, boss-ass bitches.
And just
and
the
so
dancing,
cute.
Like,
yeah.
Everything. So anything K-pop, I'm obsessed with because it's just so, like, the process of, like, becoming 100%. A K-pop idol, like, all of that is, like, amazing to
it's
me.
One of those things where I listen to all of them. Like, I listen to Bad Bunny. Like, I know a few songs. Same with Blackpink. But I'm not, like, a ride or die stan.
Yeah, like, a fan of these, like, artists as artists, maybe just their music.
Yes. Whereas, like, Harry, I knew, like, almost every song last year.
Did you go 2018 was when it was, like, Post Malone and, like.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was a crazy lineup. What have you learned, like, being new to this world, what do you feel like you're good at? What do you feel like you're bad at? What do you want to get better at? I want to hear about just, like, you being at the work side of, you know, being a creator.
I'm bad at the work part. I'm just kidding. My problem is I feel like a lot of people, especially, like, in the influencer space, are, like, so good at it because they're very creative. And I'm not very creative.
Really?
Honestly.
And that surprises me.
It's, like, probably my biggest, like, insecurity about myself, but I am not a creative or, like, an artistically creative person at all. So, like, as far as, like, aesthetic content or, like, making, like, good content for brands, which is actually literally my job, I don't feel good at all.
Really?
I don't. And, like I use Paige Lorenz as an example a lot because everything she does
I love
is
her.
So, me too.
I really love her.
But she does, like, such, like, you watch it and you just, like, feel, like, good inside. It's, like, so aesthetic and she sets everything up right. And I love that. And I do not have that, like, a bone in my body that can do that at all. But I feel like the way that I'm creative is in, like, my words and stuff. So that's where, like, I love to do, like, podcasting and stuff and, like, making TikToks where it's, like, just my ideas only matters, like, what I'm saying.
Okay. I see what you're saying. You're saying you're not that, like, aesthetic.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever be an influencer that, like, people brand, like, clothing
so
brands
fine.
Like are dying to work with because, you know, she's so good at that. I will never be that, but I would love, like, I feel like what I am more comfortable doing is, like, just talking on TikTok or, like, talking on a
which
podcast.
Is a skill that a lot of people that sometimes are very aesthetic don't have.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of one or the other.
Yeah,
but in the same way, like, I don't have the ability to choose an outfit on my own. Like, I have to see an outfit that, like, I like and then somehow copy it?
No,
I'm
that's
like,
fine.
I copy, like,
it's an outfit inspo.
Just that's, like, the way my brain works that way. So that side of creating, I'm not very good at. But I try.
Well, that's what's so cool about being a creator, though, is, like, there really is room for everyone at the table.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to be the most aesthetic person and you don't have to be the funniest, you know, most personable person either. Like, you can really niche down on what you're good at, which
right.
In your case is talking to camera. Like, you would think, oh, it's just talking to camera, but that is such a skill.
Well, it
that
try.
People wish they had.
And I don't even know if I'm good at that. It's just me being more comfortable doing that. Like, that's what I feel most comfortable doing. So, like, if I could make a whole social media career off of only doing that and never taking another, like photo for a brand.
Yeah.
I would love it.
Well, I think also because you're a female, like, guys would never say what you're saying right now because guys really aren't, like, aesthetic.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess so.
And, like they would be like, oh, he's so good at talking to camera. That would be, like, what – but, like, girls, because they're, like, so creative and – or a lot of girls – you know, have that creative aesthetic eye, and, like, we see it as, like, the Pinterest Instagrammers.
Yeah.
We think that, oh, you're, like, just because I have a podcast, like, doesn't mean I'm – I don't know. I feel like you're not seeing the strength behind your skill.
Well, I'm trying. It's not that I, like, think I'm horrible at it. It's just, like, that's not what, like, excites me. I get no satisfaction from that at all, whereas I know other people
do.
Like, it scratches an itch for them. It makes them feel good. If I have to take a photo for, like, a clothing brand, that's, like, a drag to me. Whereas if I have to make a YouTube video, like...
Got it.
Is fun.
Yeah, which, by the way, I do love your vlogs.
You do?
Yeah.
Yay.
They're really good. I feel like I miss, like, having YouTubers to watch that just, like, simply talk to camera and, like, are showing me their life. Because I feel like YouTube, people aren't just uploading as much anymore.
At all. I have, like, only a few people that I watch on YouTube, but it's like I grew up on YouTube. Like, I was obsessed with YouTubers.
YouTube's my favorite platform.
Me too. And it's my favorite one to do too. So Same. It's like, it's the only thing that, like, really excites me, and I get excited to sit and edit a video. Even if I'm not making money from it, I don't care. It's, like, actually fun for me. But, like, nobody hardly is doing it anymore. So I'm, like, rewatching Emma all day long.
I know.
Like, Emma, come back.
Emma, please. Even, like, that prime old Emma where she was just, like, doing her own little challenges or, like,
I'm
talking to camera.
I'm obsessed with her. And she, girl, I'm keeping her lights on right now. It's just constantly on a loop because my cat loves her.
Wait, I really
my
should
cat
go back.
Watches
yeah,
her.
You have a new cat.
I do. I just got a kitten.
So
I'm a mother.
So cute. Yeah. what's your cat's name?
Her name is Murphy. Like, have you seen Interstellar?
I have.
It's so good.
Yeah. Wait, is that the one where they go to space?
Yeah. And, like, yeah, it's really
it's like
sad,
3 hours.
Actually. I watched it the other day because I made my friend watch it because it was like, you have to understand why I named her Murphy. But she's so cute, and I adopted her, and her personality, her little description said that she had the personality of Dolly Parton. So that's why
Shut up.
Literally why I got her, because I'm obsessed with Dolly Parton.
Oh my gosh, Dolly Parton is so iconic. I literally am wearing the Buxom lip shade that's named
Dolly. Called
Dolly.
Oh, I love her.
Love her so much. What do you feel like are some goals you're setting for the year?
Definitely, I feel like I want to be more active on YouTube because, like I said, it is my favorite thing to do. But I feel like because I haven't been doing as much, or like in the past few months at least hadn't been doing as much, it was like I didn't have as much to film. So that's kind of like the reason behind like me wanting to say yes to everything, so that I constantly have something to record and something like something to post, you know what I mean? Because that's the easiest thing in the world, is just have fun, record it, post it.
Wait, we should do a video together.
I would
love
to.
Down?
Absolutely.
We could do like a credit card swap or like a house swap.
Oh my God, we should. We should do like one of the old school like YouTube like challenges.
That'd be fun.
It would be so fun. And I am like, I love YouTube, so I'm trying to be more active, at least like a video a week, which is so funny. I said that to like, I think like Remy or something the other day, and she's like you know, she did like Vlogmas like 30 vlogs in a row, and she's like, active? Like, that's not really that active.
Remy knocks out the vlogs like crazy.
She's amazing, and I'm obsessed with, my cat loves her too, but so I want to be more active in that, and like obviously TikTok. I feel like I'm kind of just veering away from Instagram, and Instagram just does not interest me anymore, or really anyone. And I've gotten vibes from some of these people where I'm like, I don't know. And then it changes how I view their content from that point forward. Like every time they post something after that, I'm like, that is not who that person is. Like it isn't.
Yeah.
And so I think the thing with Teffy was like, I think she's even more amazing in person. She's just amazing.
Oh my gosh.
I love her. I'm like, Teffy,
we
love
stan Teffy and Devin and Alex. We love them all. What about people that inspire you? Like it can be people that aren't creators, or, you know, just family members or people in your life or friends. Who inspires you? What gets you going?
I'm like, Teffy again. Yeah. I feel like Tana I look up to a lot just because she's like such, I'm obviously so close with her. So I see, even though it seems like she's like lazy and kind of blows things off, which she does for sure. She's also very like She's very business oriented, and she knows.
She knows what she's doing.
She knows exactly what she's doing constantly. So that's like, I look up to her a lot.
I look up to her a ton. Yeah, I don't even know her. I met her at People's Choice for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, she's really, it's helpful for me to be around her because it's like, even when it feels like she's always doing something. Mm-hmm. Like, and I don't know, I feel like.
Like even the branding behind Canceled is fabulous.
Yeah,
the
Sometimes everything. I'll catch myself, like, I'll be like, oh my God, this girl has millions of dollars and she's, you know, still in bed at 8 p.m. and with hot Cheetos on her pillow. But then I like see her sit down to edit a video and I'm like, oh my God, like she's amazing.
She's slaying,
like,
yeah.
So she inspires me a lot.
I feel like also, this is not for everyone, but a lot of successful people kind of do have a non-traditional routine and just outlook on life. Like they're like, yeah. You know what, if that means you have to stay in till 3 p.m. eating hot Cheetos or whatever the case is, like sometimes people are like that.
Yeah, and it's clearly worked for her. So
and it works
like,
for people.
Whatever.
Doesn't mean it'll work for everyone else, but.
Yeah, I saw someone post something the other day about like how people brag about like waking up at 5 a.m. and it's like they get their day started and they're so much more successful, but it's like, okay, but you went to bed at 8 p.m. So it's like, what really is the difference?
True.
Like, so I don't know, that kind of applies there, but. I don't know. Who do you look up to? I'm trying to think of more people.
Obviously, I look up to like Alicia and Remy.
Oh, because, of course.
But they're so close to home. Like I try and think of even one of my favorite people ever is Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, I love her.
I love her to death.
Also, okay, that on that note, Drew Barrymore.
Oh my God, love.
I would do anything for Drew. Like I have a weird thing about her where it's like I literally think I love her more than any of my friends or family or anybody. Like. When I see a video of her, it doesn't matter if she's literally making pork chops, I will sob. Like,
she's
something about her, like, energy and presence. I just love her.
Yeah. I will say, in regards to Alicia and Remy, they have really, especially Alicia, have really taken me under their wing and, you know, really shown me the nitty gritty of, mm-hmm. like, how to be successful in this world and, you know, what steps I need to take as far as, like, you know, how to deal with my finances or what direction. They really have pointed me in a lot of the right direction.
Okay.
And
I need them,
across
Ben.
Areas. Yeah. Even, and I'm really grateful for that. And, oh gosh, there's so many people that inspire me. I mean, I am a huge fan of Devin. I love her to death.
Yeah, she's great.
She's fabulous. Honestly, my parents, I feel really grateful to like look up to in certain areas. I think like my mom has a really positive outlook on life. And like the other day she just texted me like the coolest thing. I was like talking to her about, cause I was like stressed out talking to my financial advisor and she was like, that's great or whatever. I was like telling her some number stuff and she was like, that's great. But just remember like money isn't everything. Like,
yeah.
She was like, don't go crazy trying to make too much money. Like, it isn't everything. And I was just like, thank you. I just needed to hear that. Like, I felt really grateful in that moment to, like, have someone with such a positive and strong outlook on life that I was like, oh, my gosh, I needed to hear that. And I trust your opinion.
Important to remember that, too. Like, especially for someone who stresses a lot about money, I've always, like, that's been my number one stressor, I think, as long as I could remember, mm-hmm. for some reason.
And
I just getting a lot of anxiety about it.
It's so stressful.
It is, but then, like, certain things would happen. My grandpa's kind of, like, similar to what you're saying about your mom. Is like, for example, if I, you know, like, crashed my car or something, I'd call him sobbing my eyes out. Mm-hmm. And, like, he'd be like, Brooke, it's just a car. Like,
yeah.
It's just a car. Or, like, it's just money. Like, it'll always come back. It's not that serious. Like,
totally. And it means so much when it's someone like Grandpa or my mom or whoever, when you're like, I genuinely trust you, because mm-hmm. like anyone can say, oh, it's just money, but when it's someone that like hits a chord inside you, that's when I'm really like grateful, or that's when you need to hear it from someone like that.
Yeah.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I do. I have one of them, or my main one really being kind of what you were saying, like how Alicia and Remy help you with like the nitty gritty. I feel like nobody
like knows.
I said, yeah, and I just recently, like I said, like got managed. I didn't have any management at all, and I didn't have really anybody in my corner. Obviously, my family has no experience with what like we do at all, and so like I have no concept of like managing my money or like what I should be doing, how I should be saving, how much I should be saving, spending on whatever. So like I really want to get on top of that a little bit, because I'm not doing a good job. And so that's my main one. And then just get in shape, because I literally tried to do, I did like a 10-minute YouTube workout the other day, and I'm not kidding, I couldn't move for
those
days.
Those are hard. They're no joke.
No, but it, like, I've never been out of shape like that. I was like an athlete. Like, I felt like I...
What sports did you play?
Okay, so I wasn't an athlete.
Just like, I literally
I was a dancer growing up, but...
No, that's an athlete.
But like, I always was in shape, and I was obsessed with working out.
Dancers are so in shape. Yeah,
it's crazy. So I was like, so I just never have gotten to this point where I like actually can't. If I try to do Runyon right now, I think I would die. And like, it's a hike, Brooke. Like,
okay, so New Year's resolutions are getting back into strength. Like, getting your strength and health in check.
Managing my money better, and hopefully having like the podcast be like my number one priority, because I canceled was my favorite thing, like, literally ever. And when it ended, I was like heartbroken. So I feel like that is, I just want to get that going again and have that be like my focus of the year.
Uh-huh. And what are the steps? Like, why hasn't it started?
It's just a lot. Like, everyone, that's really honest to God, everybody's been messaging me for literally 6 months straight being like, come on, just start a new one. And it's like, there's so much, I'm sure you know, that goes into like the back end of a podcast. Mm-hmm. Like, people have to produce it. You have to have a studio. Like, and it's contracts and stuff, especially with someone who's like as big as Tana. It's harder. Like, for me, I'm like, I'll sign with anyone. Like, but there's a lot of negotiations and like behind the scenes stuff that has to happen before it can even start. And then after that, you have to pick a studio or build a studio, and like, it's just a lot. And so the ball's rolling. It's coming.
What is your thought process when you're coming up with short form content?
The problem is I don't have process at all. I'll post anything. I'll like just talk. More than half of my TikToks I delete.
Wait, really?
Oh yeah.
Why?
Because I'm just saying anything, and then I'll watch it back and I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, literally, what are you talking about? And so I'll delete it.
Really?
Or I'll put it, I won't delete it, but I'll put it on my eyes only.
So you literally have zero thought process and you just upload?
No, because if I put at least now, like, for example, I posted a video yesterday that was like, I put effort into it. I had lighting. It was like, there was like production quality there, and it tanked. But then I'll do one where I just talk, and it's like, it does so well. So I feel like that's just, at this point, I've just dug myself in there, and I can't get out.
Well, that's the beauty of TikTok, is like, anyone can do it, because it's you don't have to have any production.
Yeah, at all. That's my favorite thing about it, because if I were somebody who had to like, again, so much respect to those creators, especially like makeup girls and stuff who like, who really,
the lighting is,
there
insane.
Has to be so much work like put into it. I have so much respect for those people, because it's hard.
What about on TikTok? Are you like, oh, I need to post once a day, or is it literally random?
I'll post 20 times a day, or sometimes I'll go 3 weeks without posting. Okay. It's horrible.
So you're just flying by the seat of your pants.
Because TikTok's just fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
It's good not to take like at least one or two platforms as seriously sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
For the mental. Anyway, well, Brooke, it has been an absolute blast chatting
with
you.
Yay, that was so quick.
Flew by. Well, where can everyone follow you and, I guess, maybe promote your future new podcast?
Yeah, so Brooke and Becca will have a podcast soon. Tana and Brooke will have a podcast soon, but I would love it. Honestly, I really care the most about my YouTube channel. So I'm like, please follow
or
subscribe to my YouTube channel. That's my favorite thing ever.
And maybe we'll do a little collab-y.
Yes, please. Thing. I would love to do that.
Okay.
We should really get
I'm
to
down.
Talking.
So maybe you guys comment down below what you guys want to see us do on YouTube, because that would be super fun, because this is living on YouTube. Be sure to subscribe to Brooke and all of her future endeavors, and then also subscribe to this channel. And don't forget to make someone's day this week. I love you guys. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points.
so you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.